steroid scandals have dominated the headlines. Do you think players like Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, and Alex Rodriguez even, do you think that these folks, because of these allegations, should be elected to the Hall of Fame?
I think that that's a mixed bag. I have the feeling that, to tell you the truth, that Barry Bonds, who was a great player even before supposedly getting mixed up in steroids, probably would have merited being in the Hall of Fame even before he started hitting home runs, you know, like bushels of apples. I think it seems to me that recently Mark McGwire, who was always liked by the press, is making noises now that indicates that maybe he's coming out of his bunker and he would like to be considered for the Hall of Fame. In the long run, I don't know. My guess is as good as any other people who are equally poorly informed. I would imagine maybe some of these guys might get in. I don't know. It's a tough call. It's a tough call.
Another tough call is whether their record should stand. Surely you have an opinion about that.
Oh, of course, and I think most people who follow the game do. I think that ultimately the record book should actually be broken down by era, and in that way you can judge a player by the era he was in. In other words, the dead ball era, the high average era in the 30s perhaps, then, believe it or not, call it the steroid era and put the statistics in the book in that era, and people can form their own conclusions. I mean, this is not an original idea with me. I've heard it from people with a good deal of expertise about baseball, that the record book should be divided into eras, and I that's not a bad idea. Then you can make that judgment based on the era.
Well, let's talk about the steroid area. Who do you think bears a responsibility for the use of the steroids? Is it the players, the union, the managers, the commissioner?
Placing blame. It's like trying to place the blame for what's going on in this country with the economy. I mean, you know, people most people don't even understand what's going on, but when you try to place the blame, I see some idiots are even blaming Barack Obama for the current economy. You know, that sort of thing. But come back to your baseball question. I don't know. I think if this stuff is available, it's quite clear that players would take it because it was available. So who can you blame for that other than the athletes who are taking it? I mean, nobody was holding a gun to their head. I think they took it because they didn't want to be left behind. Isn't that the feeling of a lot of people? They didn't want to be placed in a bad competitive position with other players. They saw one other guy hitting a lot of home runs. They didn't want to be left behind. Same way with some pitchers who presumably were on steroids.